morning, neighbor. How are you today? Time again for Moments of Melody. At an exhibition of art goods, certain pottery firm was giving away unusually lovely pieces of pottery as souvenirs. A long line of people had formed, all eager to receive theirs. One woman bypassed the line and marched straight up to the counter, asking the price of one piece. "It's not for sale, madam," replied the exhibitor, "but if you'll join these people in the line, you may have one free of charge." The woman responded with visible pride, "I don't care to mingle with these people. I've always been able to buy what I wanted. I'm sure I can purchase this piece of pottery in a respectable store." As she turned to leave, the exhibitor spoke, "Not in any store in all the world, ma'am. This particular piece was made only for giving away to people who are willing to accept it as a gift." You know, salvation's like that. You have to receive salvation as a gift. You can't buy it. You can't earn it. You can't get it by keeping the Ten Commandments, as St. Paul told the Galatians in our reading today. Now we're going to come to the most important time of our program as we open the sacred scriptures. We're reading from St. Paul's letter to the Galatians. He writes, "Well then, why were the laws given? They were added after the promise was given to show men that they are guilty and in need of God's help that comes from having faith. But this system of law was to last only until the coming of Christ, the child to whom God's promise was made. And there is this further difference. God gave his laws to angels to give to Moses, who then gave them to the people. But when God gave his promise to Abraham, he did it by himself alone, without angels or Moses in between. Well then, are God's laws and God's promises against each other? Of course not. If we could be saved by his laws, then God would not have had to give us a different way. But the scriptures tell us that no one has ever kept God's laws. All have sinned by breaking them, and so no one is saved by obeying them. The only way left to get what God has promised is through faith in Jesus Christ, and the promises are given to all who believe him." Just like the lady and the pottery. Remember, salvation is a gift, the gift of eternal life, and we have to believe and receive it. Have you received it?